Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Spirit Medium Laura. I'm also broadcasting simultaneously on Facebook Live on my Facebook public figure page, which is Spirit Medium Laura. No spaces and no hyphens. So facebook.com/ Spirit Medium Laura without any spaces or slashes. If you're watching on Facebook, please read the instructions. If you do want to get in the queue to do a reading, they're right there on top. I must say we already have a very full queue, but maybe if you made a donation or if you call in next week early, I can get to you. The donation goes in part to help animals. I just use that system as a way to get to people who really have an urgent matter that just can't wait. So they donate aid and whoop, they jump the gate. And that can be done on the website for the show, which is spiritmediumtv.com. And everything I'm saying is in the comments section of the Facebook Live event, and as well is also mentioned on the Blog Talk Radio blurb, and on the website, of course, for the show, which is, again, spiritmediumtv.com. So there you can, again, make a donation of $8 to jump to the top of the queue. If you call in early next week, you have a better chance of being spoken to. If you do not make a donation, which is fine, and the donation goes in part to help animals, that's the charity I'm using. And the third thing is, if you would like the free for me, if you'd like to obtain a third more time free in your private session than that for which you pay, simply go to spiritmediumtv.com, and it's explained there how to get the free for me. What I'm going to do now is a focus subject, hopefully something of use to you, that Spirit has revealed to me or through me over the past week or so. And that information is always published to my website in various ways, either as a page, a menu item, or is a post there. But if you'd like to be sure to get those articles of helpful tidbits and be reminded of the radio show, you need to join the mailing list, which can be done at spiritmediumtv.com. And that will give you also some other resources like how to get free readings, also the channeled miracle method, 10 steps to miracles, manifesting miracles in your life, and other things. Other goodies. So you get that all at spiritmediumtv.com. Join the mailing list there. Okay, so I'm going to kind of wander away from Facebook. I'm going to still be visible there, and I'll try to come back after I do the focus subject. So the focus subject tonight, where is it? What is it? Oh, here it is. I sound a little giddy, don't I? Well, I couldn't find this on the website, everyone. I don't know where I embedded it. It's a secret, okay? But it was delivered in the newsletter today. Again, if you want to get that gem of a newsletter, just go to spiritmediumtv.com, and there you can join our mailing list. But this particular article is all about how miracle prayer works. And the point of this particular concept is surrender, okay? Most of the time when we're trying to solve a problem ourselves and we try everything, you know, we twist ourselves in a pretzel trying to figure it out, trying to figure out how can we make this thing, manifest this thing, get this thing. Those are the things that we really, really, really need and want on a deep growth level, from a soul perspective, there are conundrums. They're the things that we chase our tail around. We all have some of them, right? We all have some. Some things come easier than others, but we're all in the flesh and we're all having issues. Everybody. Maybe some that seem they don't, but believe me, we all have issues. So at times, the issue could be so perturbing as to suck the life right out of you. It could affect your health. It could affect everything. In my case, I was severely addicted to a relationship. I'm sure we all have experienced things like this, maybe not a relationship, it could have been money, it could have been eating, it could have been whatever. And no matter what I tried to do, I could not get over this person who sniffed the weakness in me and kept coming back to parasitically strip my energy and get more, quote unquote, attention from me or love from me. So it became a vicious cycle. And I kept trying every little thing I could think of. And Lord knows I have a lot of resources. But to no avail. And I'd like to say this was just a short time in my life, but it went on for longer than I would like to say or like to admit. And so what did I finally do that worked? Something worked. I finally got out of this horrible, vicious cycle. I handed it up. One day, as I thought about the whole situation, I just turned to prayer. I looked up at the ceiling and I said, God, let me not seek this anymore. And a miracle happened. Within 3 days, a set of circumstances occurred which completely cured any draw, any feeling I had for this person. He did something to me that completely cured me. So the moral of the story is, when we're trying to handle things ourselves, the concept of letting go, letting God, surrendering in prayer is extremely powerful and potent. So don't forget it in your arsenal of life skills and tools. It could be one of the most important things you ever do. I'd like everybody listening for a moment to think about something in their life that's completely confusing to them, that they don't seem to have any control over. No matter how hard they work on it, the same problem comes back and spits at you in the face. Think about that for a moment. We're going to do a little exercise. It's only going to take a second. And I'd like you to imagine that you put it all in a box in front of you. You put the whole problem into a box. You put a cover on the box. And then you take the box and you hand it up. Hand it up to a higher power. And you say, take this from me. Handle it for me. So that's a little bit of what you need to do. You don't have to use a box. You don't have to get fancy. All you have to do is really feel it. If you don't feel it, if it's not genuine, if you're really not ready to give up the struggle, if your ego is still telling you that you have to do it yourself, then it won't work. But if you finally get to a point where you know that you want help, that's when it will work. So don't forget surrender. Don't forget surrender is the key to getting prayer to work for you. Okay, so what we're going to do now is a brief meditation, prayer, energy connection, and then I will go right to the phone lines. I do have, as of right now, 2 donations. Let me see here. And that's about all I have. I don't want people making donations all through the show because then I don't have a chance to get to people that are waiting in the wings. The donation is not there so that you can simply jump to the top of the queue. Some people may think so. It's because you have an urgent matter that just can't wait. You can't afford a private session. And so I've given you a way to help animals and to also have your need met. So everybody listening, if you would please just sit back in your respective locations and start to breathe from your abdomen. Allowing yourself to let go, feeling good about yourself, breathing in deeply. And in open body position, uncrossed hands, uncrossed arms, uncrossed legs, continue to breathe from the abdomen. If you're looking for a mediumship connection, in other words, a connection to someone in the other side, on the other side, please ask for your loved ones to come in, being open to who does come in. Okay? The second thing is, if you have a life issue today, focus on that now, asking for help from the spiritual realm. While you do that, I'm going to go off and invoke the master prayer. I will be back in a second. And now, on your next exhale of breath, please release into your space your energy, and I will connect us. One moment, please. Okay, wonderful. So the first person I'm going to go to is Dolly, who is wanting a mediumship connection. Thank you, Dolly. Hold on. Okay, I've opened the line, Dolly. Hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm good, darling. Okay. So now what I need to remind you and anybody who does want mediumship is that we let the souls come in that can come in. You may have somebody very special in mind, right? But let's see who comes in. I'm going to give you a couple of ideas of who's here, and then I will give you a chance to navigate. But I don't like to force spirit is what I'm trying to say. I'd like to work with what's coming in. Okay, Dolly, so hold on one second, please. Okay, you're a very spiritual person, Spirit is saying, and you have very high self-esteem. You think the world of yourself, and you're a very blessed individual. There is a figure for you in Spirit that would have a sense of mothering around this soul. Very sweet energy, very loving person. So the first thing is a sense of a mother figure. I'm also getting images that would have something to do with a Christian background, although I don't know where you come from or whatever. I'm just seeing images of that sort. Before I delve into that, I'm going to see if there's anyone else energetically from Spirit waiting for you. Mostly I'm being drawn into the mother category. Now, when I say mother, it could be your mother, it could be a grandmother, it could be a mother-in-law, it could be an older female in the family, even a sister or an aunt or something like that. So what we're going to do now, Dolly, is we're going to go for evidence, and then we'll see if you can identify who this soul is. May I do that, please? Dolly? Oh, Dolly got dropped. Okay, Dolly, I'm going to look to see if you're calling in again. And let's see here if I can get you. There you are. Okay, sorry about that. Dolly?
Yes, I apologize. I'm not sure.
That's not your fault.
What happened?
It could have been the phone line. Okay, so did you hear what I said? I'll go again and say it if you didn't
hear
it.
No, I didn't hear.
Okay, sorry. All this while I had my eyes closed and I had no idea that you weren't here. Okay, basically I said that somebody in Spirit is telling me not that this is mediumship, but that's the way lately Spirit is making connections through me. They start with somebody in Spirit saying you are a very spiritual person and that you're very blessed person, individual. Somebody has, and that you have very good self-esteem. So somebody in Spirit saying you're great. And then I feel a mother energy, and I'm going in that direction. I also see some symbols of Christianity around this person. Now, the only thing I can say is because I continue to look around you energetically, and the feeling strongest that I'm getting from Spirit is moving in a mother direction. And I was qualifying that to say a mother figure could mean your mother, it could be grandmother, it could be mother-in-law, it could be a mother figure. Person, a motherly person, like an aunt or an older sister. It could mean a lot of things, okay? And then I asked you, is it okay if I go in that direction?
Yes.
All right. So let's see what we're now going to go for evidence, okay? So let's see what they want to say, whoever the soul is. There's a lot of religious background around this person. Whoever it is, she keeps showing me symbols of now it's Catholicism, not just Christianity. It's Catholicism because I actually see a nun in a habit. Isn't that interesting? Now, is anybody in your family Christian?
Yes, my grandmother.
All right. Is that on your father's side, as I'm hearing right now?
That I'm not sure on, but my mother said yes.
Oh, okay. You don't know about the other side. Okay. So so what I'm seeing is symbols of Christianity. I see a Mother Mary, like a stained glass window of Mother Mary, and then I see a nun coming in, because whoever it is trying to show me Catholicism very, very strongly. And then I'm going to continue now with other things to give you more definition of this person. She's adorable, very cute, the way she's, I know that's subjective, so I'm going to fill in why I'm saying that, because she's showing me a very clear picture of herself. She's got short hair, it's kind of curly around her face. She's wearing glasses. She's got a kind of roundish face, and she's seated right now. I don't know anything more than that, other than one thing. She is showing me symbols of Christmas, like a Santa Claus. So that can mean a lot of things. It could mean that she somehow Santa Claus and Christmas is significant to her. I don't know why. Interesting. She also says that there's a lot of royal blood in the family. Now, that could mean a lot of different things. It could mean that maybe there's somebody of significance in the family, high stature. Some people say, I go back to the Mayflower, or we have somebody in the family that's related to royalty or something, but she says there's something royal in the family. I'm going to leave that, because these could also be symbols, okay? I don't have it at a level of detail. Right? So I'm going to just say all the things. Now, the one thing that is distinctive is the shorter hair that's on the light side. It could be white, or, you know, it's on the lighter side. I can't tell if it just looks like light or gray, something like that. And that she's got these eyeglasses on that kind of have the, what do you call that? Those eyeglasses that go up on the edges out a little bit, like you would have seen in the 50s and the 60s. So she's wearing a pair of eyeglasses. Now, do you remember anybody that looks like that, honey? Do you know about that?
I do, my grandmother.
Okay, on your mother's side, the one you know.
Yes.
Okay, she also shows me that she's coughing a lot. She has a lot of problem with her lungs and breathing towards the end of her life. She also shows, would you understand that, please? She would have had something with her lungs.
Well, she's off and on, yes.
All right. She also shows me that this is a subjective, because I don't have anything to look against around her with, but it looks like she's small. Her body's short, not real big. And she also looks like she's not overweight or anything, but she's not emaciated in the vision she's giving me of her. She's sort of like mid-sized in terms of weight, if you will. She's not overweight. You would agree she's not
correct.
Overweight.
All right. Average. Yeah, just kind of average height, weight. Yeah.
Okay, average height and weight. Okay, and she gives me the number 4 as if she would have had 4 children under her. That could be direct, or it could be including grandchildren, or, you know, the line. But she gives me the number 4. Hold on. She says 4 with including grandchildren, but not beyond her grandchildren. Does that mean your level? So would you understand 4 children below her, please?
No.
Okay, we'll leave that alone. All right. Okay. Is there somebody, or would you understand 2 things that would be of significance in the family? One is horses, and the other one is trains. She shows me horses, and she shows me trains. Would there be any connection in the family, please, or with her?
Do you want me to answer just yes, or do you want an explanation? Yes.
Well,
I'll say yes.
Yeah. All right now, all I want is a yes or no or something like that. If you can get that, that's good. That's good. Okay. And then later on, maybe we'll have some fun with that, you know, find out a little more on your end of what that means. Okay. And she goes again about this cough. There's a problem with her breathing and her coughing. She says again, unable to get lungs, air into her lungs for quite a while. Towards the end of her life, there's a difficulty in breathing. Now, I don't know why she's insisting and that you're not seeing it that way, but she does go on about that. So you don't need to say anything right now about that. Let's see what else. I just want to bring in 1 or 2 more things, and then I want to go to personal message, and then I'll come back to you for your feedback. Other than yes or maybe, as I could do that. Oh, okay. Would you know about 4 children under you? That would mean you have 4 children, or maybe there's 4 children under your level of the family. She's repeating that again, and she means father down the family.
No.
All right. I don't know why she goes into that, but we'll just leave it alone. I'm not trying to get it out of her. All right. Grandma, are you here for reasons, please? I just want to say that I love you very much. She says, thanks for asking me to come through. Now, I don't know if you did or didn't, but she's saying thank you for that.
Yeah, I did.
All right, perfect. She's also showing me something about something purple. It's like a gem or a stone or something, like an amethyst or something like that, a precious gemstone that's violet or purple in color. She says that you wear around your neck a lot.
On my forehead right now, my amethyst stone. I wear a headband and I put my stones there. My
Perfect.
Amethyst is on my forehead right currently at this moment, yeah. I put it on today, too.
Well, all right, wonderful. And she loves that. She loves that you do that. She says you're very good at what you do. You're very gifted. So she says, keep up the good work. She says you've identified souls in spirit you work with. She says, even she is one of them, although there's a lot of other people that your work souls you're working with in the spirit realm. They're helping you with your work, helping you to get ahead. She also says something about publishing and or books surrounding this for you, and that you're on a good path and that you are being pushed forward. So she says, namaste, and not to worry. Everything is going to work out for you well. All right, now you probably already know everything's going to work out for you well, but it's nice to hear Grandma say that. Would you like to comment on the horses and the trains, please?
She bought us a pony when we were children. She had a farm. And a train, our cottage that she built in New York State was built out of railroad ties. My grandfather worked for the trains.
Oh.
And the Christmas and the Santa Clauses is that my mom was a single parent and we were poor, so they would come with a truckload of presents.
Oh.
And they were our Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? And every year, I mean, they would just, I don't know how they got the money because they were great farmers in New York. And they would always bring presents. So I thank you. I thank you. It was very the children before. I don't know where that comes in because she had like six miscarriages and then so she only had one child and then my mom had five kids and then I've only had two. So the number four is Mother Gaia, and to me I always talk to Mother Gaia every day. So that number four is my numerology birth number is 22. So if you add it up, it's four. So number four is like the ultimate number for me.
Oh, well, maybe that's why. I don't know. I don't, you know, I just can
because
tell you what.
Because Earth and her being a farmer, we're very connected to the Earth. And number four is the Earth number. So that's how I got it, not as children. But, you know, we are Mother Gaia's children. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You got it all.
All right, sweetheart. But I understand a little bit about numerology. I know 22 is a master number. I'm an 11.
My daughter's 11, too. Intuitive. You guys are so in touch.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. And the four is a cornerstone number. It's extremely important. It's like a number of completion symbolically.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of my favorite numbers. Maybe that's why. Anyway, my dear, I'm going to let you go. And thank you. Thank you, honey. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Okay, so everybody, when that happens, I know there's an afterlife. I know life continues. I hope you all are enjoying this. I'm just going to take a quick look-see. Hi, Michael. I'll be with you in a second. I'm going to go over to Facebook and say hello, see if anybody's there. I want to remind everybody on Facebook that I do this every Monday night. If I don't get to talk to you tonight, and you have to call that number that's on the comment section. You have to call the phone number there to get into the queue. But the queue is very filled right now. So So if you come in early, if you call in early, 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time, you're more likely to be spoken with. Anyway, I hope everybody's enjoying it on Facebook as well. And I'm now going back to Blog Talk, and I'm going to open up Michael's line. Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for your donation, which goes in part to help animals.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, and I admire you, Michael, because Michael wrote in his request for this evening that he's graduated with a degree in geology, which is, to me, like rocket science. Oh, it is rock science, but it's, to me, rocket science. Like, oh, God, how does anybody ever get a degree in something like that? Okay, so you're wanting to know about your career. What's the right thing for you? Is that correct, honey?
It is. I've come a long way to finish this degree, but I just feel things emerging inside that may not align with the type of field work I'd be doing. So I was just looking for some insights. Anything that comes up would be wonderful.
Sure. One second, please. I'm connecting with your energy and your guides. Okay, you've gone on for a graduate degree in this? You have a master's degree? Spirit is saying you do.
In December I will, yes.
You've done really well academically. Spirit is applauding you for your tenacity and applying yourself. And they're reminding you that you went along with this for some reason. No, it's not out of the blue that you chose this. Now we're going to see what the good is. We're going to extract it. And then we're going to see how we can reapply it with something new. Please, what should you do, please, Spirit? This is for Michael L. We are here. We are your guides. We love you very much, Michael. We've been working with you on your life and your heritage, what you've brought in this lifetime to work with. Knowledge is important to you. You feel good about yourself, which is a wonderful thing. Extracting these two qualities, good self-esteem and ability to absorb information and transfer it to others, are the parts of this that you will reutilize in a different form of work. You are a knowledge worker or an information worker. You are a person who's coming to Earth to educate people. Educate people about about where it's going and where it is headed. This is your sole purpose, and this is why you are on Earth. You are not on Earth to do the extraction any longer of the scientific data, but more to explain to others what this means. And so we suggest to you to move in an area of communicating about the data rather than collecting the data. You would find publishing and or any way that you can teach others to be very satisfying for yourself. And this would be in public policy as well, setting public policy, advising, understanding, and disseminating what has already been discovered elsewhere. This would give you a sense of satisfaction as if you're working for the greater good. It would take you away from the tedium of the data collection and bring you into another role which you do like, which is communications. We mean speaking, writing, and teaching. Does this make sense to you, please?
Yes, and that's definitely what's, yes, it does. That's what's been unfolding for me. And such a strong teacher energy. I really feel I'm at my best when I'm working toe-to-toe with people. I'm just not clear on how that's happening yet, but I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do. So pursue teaching, and or I feel that you would do other things around. I'm not channeling now. That was channeling a moment ago. You need to do something. I also feel that as you develop your teaching background, that you then can start to consult and or contract as an expert in the field. You can do that to businesses that need information about geology, like, for example, a company that's doing mining, for example, or a government that is planning on something. Anything that has to do with public policy and investments, business investments, you can start to become an expert you know, consultant in the area. As far as, so first step is, as you're doing, going in the direction of teaching. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. It's so funny because I was just reading this archetypal thing while I was on hold that I'm the sage, I guess, and it's all about the love of knowledge and information. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's wonderful. So that sounds interesting. You were reading something on archetype. I'm the sage,
yes.
Also. Yeah, I'm the sage also. It's an 11 number, and that's what the sage is. And sages are supposed to help heal humanity through being a knowledge worker and communicating, mentoring, and teaching. And that's where you're going to go with this because you can do a lot of good with it. So look at it like you're the information worker, the communicator, and there'll be a lot of tedium for the scientists that like to be alone working on numbers. You'll be more the person explaining what that means. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
You're welcome, my love. You have a beautiful evening, honey. God bless.
You too. Thanks again.
Thank you, honey. Bye. Okay. I'm just going to make sure that there's nobody that I overlooked in terms of donations, and it looks like we're clean and good to go. So what I'm going to do now is go to the first person that called in on the lines. Trying to find that person, and that would be Judy. Coming to Judy next. Hello, Judy. How are you?
Great. How are you? Thank you for taking my call and my questions.
Absolutely, Judy. So let me just say something before you say anything. Do not give me a lot of background, because sometimes people get, they start telling me everything, and then you influence me, so you don't want to do that. Just give me the highlights and the question, and that'll be enough, okay? Try to do that?
Sure. Sure. Thank you very much. I've had some rough business work things happen in my life. Recently, I was laid off from a company due to a business decision for a lot of people, and I'm looking for work, so I'm a little frustrated right now. I've gone to several interviews. People like me. I'm just getting anxious. So I didn't know if you had any insight into what the near future would bring.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Let's see if we can. Well, I first want to say I get a message. You're extremely intelligent, and so you have to have good faith in your abilities and what you're providing a company, just as a boost to you and your self-confidence. All right? So you need
Thank
to know
you.
That. Yeah. Okay, Judy, it's 407 area code. Hold on. You will get work soon, but it's not going to come easily. The right job is not going to be there immediately for you. So you can do something shorter term, but longer term is going to take a little bit of finagling, a little bit of planning to get the exactly right position for you. The reason is that you are a knowledge worker, they're saying. In other words, kind of like what I was saying to Michael just a moment ago, somebody who's supposed to be disseminating information in some way, in a consultative way. And this is what you're good at. You're very knowledgeable in your field of expertise. However, they're telling me things I don't understand, but I'm going to say them anyway. The data element for the job that you really long for and want, or the one that you're right for, is not going to pop up immediately. And you know this, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. You see, intuitively, mm-hmm. you know it's not easy to find the right shoe to fit your foot or the right job to fit who you are. You need a very specific kind of job. You're very highly organized, and you also have a highly specific set of expertise that has to find the right job. Now, what we're going to tell you is, that said, you need to find something shorter term so that you can pay the bills while you continue to look. And so Spirit is going to tell you to look at, well, they're going to tell you now what they say, but you know, you can adjust this a little bit if you need to. But you need to look at your skill set now and then figure out, well, this is a rough skill set. I can run out and do X, Y, Z for now, and then eventually I keep looking. So I want to see if I could give you the answer on that. This way it takes the pressure off because, yes, it's going to take a while for you, as you already know and that you're getting anxious about, to get the right job for who you are and what you know. But that's okay because you'll make a short-term plan and a longer-term plan. So let me see what the short-term plan is. This is for Judy. You have to work in a very very surface level or superficial level for now. You should take anything that is related to what you do, but it won't be exactly the right fit. So be general broad, be general or broad in what you would consider now, just to see if you can get something. But eventually you will find the right fit for yourself. I feel that you're doing your area of expertise has to something with the medical field, and particularly in the study and or discovery of using the word epidemiology, something to do with diseases or something, that you're kind of like an expert in a field like that, something with health. Like, what do you do, honey?
I work in with industrial psychology and human resources management. But so far what you've been saying has been quite accurate. I'm just doing a general job to pay the bills. And I keep plugging along. So far, that's been correct.
Okay, well, the health part of it is interesting because I want you to, even though it's not a literal study of disease, it could be what they're moving me towards with you is to get into something that actually has, you're taking your psychology, your human resources, but you're applying it maybe in a new way in a hospital setting, maybe not being a, you know, you're not a therapist, but you may be doing something to help with understanding people better. I see that. What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, as a matter of fact, I've been interviewing for employee benefit jobs, which, of course, has to do with the health field and helping people with their insurances, get the right thing, helping process claims. So, yeah, perfect.
Okay. Because the study of disease will be part of it, that you'll be able probably to assess risk and do more than you've done before. But that's not going to happen instantly. So just keep that in mind. I see it could, and don't get too worried, all right? Because it might take like 9 months to be in the right job. Okay, that's kind of, like 9 months. So if you don't get the ones right now, it may just take a long time to get hired because it's going to be a very good job, a very meaty, M-E-A-T-Y job where, you'll be paid well, it'll be interesting, and you'll be like a superstar there, developing your expertise further and providing very good value to the employer. So I do see work. You just need to see that you're special and you need to, understand that this is good and everything's going to work out. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so very much. Have a good night.
Thank you too, honey. Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to go to Amy. Well, let me just double check and make sure there is. Okay, sorry. There is somebody. Oh, Dolly went for something else. I think that's something else. Hold on one second. I just need to know before. Oh, that's a private session. Okay, thank you, Dolly. Okay, I'm going to the second caller, who is Amy, who has a live question. Well, I will go there when the line opens up. There we go. Hi, Amy.
Hi. You did such a great job. You are really awesome. I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Amy's become a fast friend of mine on email. We live in different parts of the country, but we've gotten to know each other. And Amy is a great healer. So, Amy, what can Spirit do for you this evening?
I am on the brink of, I don't know whether to say just do a medium reading or I am moving into doing, I actually was accepted by Social Security for disability. And I'm kind of like, oh, wow, and with that gift, I want to move into maybe getting a nutrition certificate, like a certification, make myself more official. And maybe that's why all this is happening. Or I don't know if it's fair to say, you know, maybe I need a mediumship reading. So I mean that respectfully.
Why would you say you need a mediumship reading? To me, mediumship may mean something different than it does to you.
I was thinking maybe somebody from the other side had something for me, but maybe it's more important that I focus on using this gift of Social Security disability to get my health back and focus on nutrition certification.
Yeah, I would say so. Let me go to Spirit and see what they say about this gift, if you will. Okay, hold on. I'm going to go to a channeling level. Yeah, you are a very gifted healer, Spirit says, and you know what to do with the money. It is a gift. It's a gift from Source, from God, for you to help you heal yourself and to move on with your life in a way that you consider to be desirable and nurturing to self. Self first, others second. The aspect of going on for a nutritional degree or credential, if you will, is an important thing to do. However, we suggest that you focus in on you right now and getting all your P's and Q's in place for sustenance and for nurturing yourself. This is going to be a long process. Once you get that in place, you will turn around and be able to teach others to do what you're doing as well. The certification or the credential is not as important as getting your health together for yourself, because that will be your credential. That will be your credential. You will use the credential of self-clearing, self-healing, and self-release of some sort, as a healing cornerstone to the work that you will be doing, which will be therapeutic in nature. You will use this gift of yours for healing in more of a general way or a different way than you're thinking now. You're thinking in terms of fitting in. We are saying you don't need to. We're saying rather focus in on yourself, use the gift so that you don't have to worry too much about fitting in right now. Because eventually people will be coming to you because of your unique and original situation and the way that you have handled it for yourself. That will be your calling card. That is your credential. Everything else is superfluous and really not needed now. And going on for training or schooling will take you off the subject of you, which is sorely needed right now. You need to address yourself. So that is what we recommend for you. We hope that this resonates and actually makes you feel happy inside, because you really don't want to go and get someone else's credential. Do you understand, please?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
You really don't need to fit in. You really don't. All you need to do is work on you. And as this unfolds, you will see the process and create a message and a paradigm of treatment that will be utilized elsewhere with other people. It will have several components and almost like a pyramid of treatment, starting with a foundation building up to Source. Part of the treatment will be touch, part of the treatment will be tapping and or hitting subconscious energy centers. Part of the treatment will be nutritional, and part of the treatment will be therapy or therapeutic means and resources that you have at your fingertips. We mean fingertips literally and also symbolically, as we do understand your work. However, you will not be only using massage any longer. You will be using it only here and there as a point of tapping, as a point of cupping, and as a point of creating new energy centers in the body. You will love this very much, for it will finally give you an opportunity to express the unique creative potential and brains that you have in a way that is functional and helpful to others. You know what we're talking about. This is your heart's desire. We are working with you on creating the outcome that you desire. Namaste. Okay, so you kind of get the drift of this. It's really what you're desiring I didn't say this. I'm talking now. Laura's talking now. I didn't say this, but it was a subliminal message that I didn't get to you yet, which is one of the reasons you are ill is because you haven't been able to find and express your expertise constructively to the external world. You haven't been able to package your genius and your brilliance in a way that others will understand and accept. And it's created the illness so that you can create the methodology to heal it. So that's what this is all about from a deeper level. I hope that this makes sense to you.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's brilliant. I mean, you just really are, you're a blessed soul, Laura. Wow.
And
you keep wowing me.
Don't be fearful of how it unfolds. Go to the unknown and allow it to be so. Allow yourself to spend time each day not in the know, but rather in the now, and allow it to unfold as so. We are your guides, and you are working with us when you are quiet and listening. We are healing you and healing your heart and soul. Ah.
Okay,
wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't go for the credential. Go for the creativity and package it. Okay, my dear?
Thank you so much. You're amazing.
Okay. Thank you. You're amazing. Ciao, baby. Ciao, Bella. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to go to Christy in a moment, but I just need to double-check something. That we have not, no one else has made a donation that I need to take care of. Hold on. We don't have any more donations, which is great. And so I can go directly to Christy, who wants me to make an other side connection. I didn't open your line just yet, but now I am. Christy!
Hi.
Hi, cutie. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Okay, so let's see who's in spirit for you. Be open to who does come through, although you may have a feeling of somebody in particular you want. Sometimes the soul most able comes in first. First thing I feel around you, Christy. Okay, where is 770? I know it's in the south somewhere. Where is
Georgia?
Georgia.
In Georgia, Dallas, Georgia. Uh-huh.
That's fine. Thank you, love. Okay, let me just see some. First thing I feel is a male to you. Feels like a father figure. I feel him around you a lot. And actually, he comes in a lot. You must have lost a father or grandfather, but I do feel a male presence from spirit to you. I also have a sense of somebody younger than you that's male, like a son or brother or someone like that. I don't see him now, but I felt him before. I just want to report that. I'm going to look around and see who else I get, and then you can kind of navigate with me as to where we can go. Well, the father figure is most important. When I say father figure, it could be grandfather, uncle. You know, it could be a literal father, father-in-law. So, but this particular person is a big, big body. Like, not fat, but maybe just, well, he's got a big sense to him, big energy. And he could have extra weight or just have a big physique, if you will. He also feels... Do you know who Burl Ives is? Have you ever seen pictures of Burl? You sound young, so you may not know who Burl Ives is.
The name sounds familiar.
Okay, we'll leave it at that then. but you got him. That's all right, honey. He's wearing a hat. It's kind of like a straw hat with a brim around it. He's got a beard on him and white hair. He's wearing a white shirt. He's got the sleeves pulled up a little bit. He's got suspenders on, and he's, you know, he looks big. He's bigger than life, larger than life. I also see that he would have blue eyes. Don't get hung up on one thing. The general feel of this person is older than you, bigger body, and kind of like white hair and good looking. I can give you the face, too. But would this make sense to you, please, for anyone you would know, honey?
Not right off, but
Okay. Do you know your grandparents?
I never knew my father's father.
Oh,
he
okay.
died before I was born. And
all right. Then.
Yeah.
Go ahead. All right. He died before you were born. Okay.
My mother's father.
Okay.
He didn't wear suspenders. Let me just say that.
Who did or didn't wear suspenders? I couldn't hear that.
No, my mother's father. He did not wear suspenders.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to get an ID on this guy so that we can clear him because he's leading us somewhere. So just bear with me for a moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
So he feels country to me. He may have played music. He does smoke a cigar. He has really clear blue eyes. His hair is shorter now. Doesn't have the beard as much anymore. It's gone. His hair is on the shorter side, but not really short, short. Just coming out under a hat. A good looking man. All right. Well, maybe you can't really pinpoint who this is. So I'm going to let us go forward. I'm going to assume that he's someone relevant. We just don't know who yet.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And then there's something about a son. Do you have a son?
I do.
Okay, and he's okay, he's on Earth?
He is not.
Okay, well then, this man in spirit is saying that son of yours is with him. So it could be a grandpa on your father's side, you're just not recognizing him. So we're going to go now towards that soul. And this is, everybody listening, this is what I mean about being open, and you're being very open, Christy, and I appreciate that, and it's working in your favor. When we're open to what does come in, then what can come in does come in. If we keep saying, well, you're not doing this, so you're doing great, but some people say, I don't know who that is, like as if they're disregarding everything, then they cut the flow. But souls that have been in spirit longer tend to be able to pull in, tend to be able to present to me, or any medium really, because they have more skill at it. They know spirit more. They've been there longer. They're more adept at communicating. And then they bring in newly transitioned souls. So we're going to go now to the younger soul, the one that would be male to you, and your son.
Yes.
Now, see if I can get some evidence around him. Would you understand, I don't see him as a baby anymore. I see him more like a young adult. So that could be late teens to mid to late 20s. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And would you? He's slender, very slender.
Yes.
He's just slender. Okay, good. And really, like the rib cage and the arms are very slender. He's not real built up. He's kind of slender in that area. I'm sure that you would agree to that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me see what else we can get about him. But in some ways, he's younger than his age. Maybe emotionally. The reason I say that. Because as I mentioned, I saw him almost at his full height, if already at his full height. he has a younger face. He looks like a baby. And that could mean emotionally he's immature. I don't really know.
he did have a baby face.
He had a baby face. Okay, that's very young. He also shows his hair is brown. It's thick, and it's on the straighter side. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. He says, on Earth, he is a calmer personality than most, easygoing.
Very much.
Yeah, not shiftless, he says, but just easygoing. Doesn't like to get things done. More of a person who likes to contemplate, think, and be who he is. Hold on. There's a trouble. There's some kind of a trouble there. I need to find out. There's a problem with him emotionally. Don't say anything just yet, sweetie. I'm going to find the right word.
I'm not.
What was that, honey?
I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah, don't say anything, love. Because he's actually saying something very flippant things, like fresh, a little fresh. As he gives me a lot of stuff about him that's accurate, he's also saying some other things which I'm going to put it on the side for a moment and hone in on him a little bit better energetically for you. Something about being alone a lot of the time. He's alone a lot of the time. He already said he doesn't like to get things done in his life. He's not a real go-getter, per se. He's upset about something in his life when he's on Earth. Doesn't really know how to talk about it to you or anyone else. Sometimes he would speak to other people, friends of the family or other people, about his issues. But not to you so much, he says. And he's sorry about that. He should have been more open with you about things that were going on in his mind, how he felt about himself. He's upset. I'm allowing him to speak, Christy. That's why I'm being quiet. I'm being calm. I'm giving him space, a safe space, if he can say to us what he needs to say. I'm sorry. There's a lot of things he's sorry about. There's a responsibility for his passing. It's okay, you can speak. It's okay, Mama loves you. Of course my mother loves me, he says. I know my mother loves me. He says he knows that you love him. He says you know you forgive him, but he's sorry. So I hope that this is making sense to you, Christy, but I feel it very strongly from him, so I have to follow the words. Would this make sense to you, please?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, he's going to reveal a few more things, but we're going to be very careful in how we say them because it's a very delicate situation. So he's trying to tell you don't feel badly that you sort of, he's saying that you might feel that you left him alone to his own devices, like really not stepping in. And he wants to say, don't feel like that, because it was him that did what he needed to do. He went off on his own. He wasn't listening to you. And therein is the challenge for you. You were unable to really get a hold of the situation and intervene when you thought it was the right time to intervene, because he would not have listened to you anyway, and that he was going to do things the way he felt he needed to do them. And so he's sorry for that, because he knows how much, well, how much it hurt you, but, you know, leaving people behind on Earth the way he did was very extraordinary and not the right thing to do. And there are other things he's saying, but I'm not gonna repeat everything he's saying. I just want you to know that you didn't do anything wrong, Christy. And sometimes you might feel that way. Do you ever feel like that, like somehow you didn't do as much as you could have done?
I think that any parent who experiences the loss of a child, they, you know, we all have regrets. You know what I mean? But yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So he's coming back to say that to you. There's a J name around the situation. It could be John. It could be Jack. There's also another name. Like. His name is James, did you say?
I said there is a J name around.
Okay. All right. And there's also another name. He says, tell Peggy Sue I say hello. So sometimes the names come in a little distorted for me. So it could be a Mark, simply be a Peggy or something. But he's saying hello to somebody on Earth. As he says those words, not that this is her name, but I do feel that he would have a sister on Earth, that you would have a sibling to him. Is that so, please?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And he says hello to her, okay? And even though he's using the name Peggy Sue, which might not be her name, but it may be just a fun thing he's
using.
It is
not her name, no. Okay.
So I think he's just mean. Say hello to my sister for me. He says, say hello to everybody. He says, I fumbled and I fell. He says, but I'm alive and well. Don't look after me anymore. I'm okay. Don't worry about me anymore. Not look after, but don't worry about me anymore. I'm okay. I love you all so much with all my heart. Okay, Christy, I'm going to let you go, and I thank you so much for allowing Spirit to be of service.
Miss, how can I go about finding out the things that he was saying to you that you didn't repeat, maybe because, you know, you're broadcasting?
I can say right, I'm not going to repeat them, but I can say right now, I think they were symbolic of showing me he was troubled. So I don't think they're worth repeating, other than to say I felt he was emotionally troubled. Yeah, he was holding things in a lot. He wasn't saying everything that was in his head, and he was just showing it in a way that was not a clear, it wasn't a direct way of saying it. It was like saying some fresh things, and then I had to know from that that he's showing me he was troubled when he was on Earth. So I don't want you to worry about that, darling. Okay, that's nothing to really be concerned about.
All right. Thank you very much for your time and taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so sorry for your loss, Christy. Bye-bye, honey.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, I want to thank you so much for allowing Spirit to have come in this evening, both on through Facebook and through Blog Talk Radio. Those of you who are on Facebook, if you call in early, 6:45 p.m., the phone number is there. You will have a better chance of getting through on the phone lines. Again, thank you all, and I wish you all so much love and that you have a beautiful week. God bless. Bye-bye.